You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and I have folks over here from the Zach Gordon Youth Center to talk about Saturday's Easter egg hunt. We have Clay Jones, wearer of many hats and youth wellness specialist at Zach Gordon. Donnie Burris, she's a coordinator. Linnell Bush, a youth development leader. Welcome to the show, all of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And all three of you are indeed wearing hats today. Donnie, can you describe yours for us, please?
Well, it's purple and white and tall.
Is there anything else about it?
They're an extra set of bunny ears.
All right. So it's Saturday's Easter egg hunt. I've been hearing about this for years. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a great big deal. It's our 35th annual Easter egg hunt, community Easter egg hunt.
Legendary.
It's so exciting. It's happening this Saturday, and we'll have 7,000 Easter eggs available for kids to hunt for, and it's so much fun.
Like real, really dyed Easter eggs,
oh,
or are
no.
they?
Oh, no.
You all have been busy this week.
No, we get our eggs from a special bunny. And they come pre-stuffed because, you know, only actual bunnies can produce 7,000 eggs.
Yeah, we do nothing about it. It's all the Easter bunny. I mean, he's like our best friend. We've known for 35 years. In fact, I've only known him for about 26 myself.
Yeah, we're like, you know, Santa's helpers, but bunny helpers. So we just hide them. And they're filled with goodies. And also, we have some grand prizes for kids. So we have three age groups. We have 0 to 4 year olds, 5 to 7, and 8 to 10. And everyone who pre-registers before the hunt, which is on Saturday, so they have until Friday to pre-register at Zach Gordon or online, they get their names get put in a drawing for a grand prize. So the bunny also delivered three grand prizes for kids. But we won't say what they are.
Can't let them know. Got to keep the surprise coming.
All right. So this is this Saturday. Where's the location?
Thunder Mountain. Oh, Thunder Mountain. We have three different spots in Thunder Mountain. We do the football field for the younger kids. We do right in front of Thunder Mountain for 5 to 7. And then for our older kids, we kind of hide in the woods. We make it a little bit challenging for them.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So Thunder Mountain this Saturday, what time should people get there?
So the hunt starts at 10, and they should get there around
9:30 a.m.
So they want to come at 9:30 to check in. And, oh, we almost forgot. Every kid gets a free gift bag that's also full of goodies. So not only do you get your chance to find 7,000 eggs, not that one kid would find all those, they also get a free goodie bag. So come in at 9:30 to check in, get your goodie bag, and be at your hunting area. Then we'll share the name of the grand prize winners. And then we start the hunt at 10 a.m. sharp. And parents, you do not want to be late for this event. 7,000 eggs can disappear in less than 30 seconds. So we've had people come in the past. They are getting out of their car about 10:01, you know, rushing the kids like, come on, let's hurry and go. And they get to their hunting area and the eggs are gone. Wow. So this is not one you want to be late to.
Unhappy kids, probably. You don't want unhappy kids.
Yeah, no way.
Well, we try to make sure there are no unhappy kids. So we may actually even have a guest appearance by the Easter Bunny himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I can't make any promises. He's a busy person, you know. He has so many things he has to do on Easter. It's amazing that he's in Juno and everywhere else in the world as well.
Tell us how this sort of relates to the Zach Gordon mission.
Oh, well, in plenty of ways. Zach Gordon is all about youth, and we're all about community. And this event does both. It serves the youth in our community of a need to have fun and have family time. Lots of time families come to these events, which is great. We'll have a blow-up chicken, and the bunny will make an appearance. And it's just a great family time, a lot of time for connection and time with your loved ones. It's also it's a community event. And we just love that we're able to bring this to the community and the youth in the community. It's just something fun for kids to do and celebrate in the holidays.
Okay, it's the Easter Egg Hunt, the 35th annual at Thunder Mountain High School, sponsored by the Zach Gordon Youth Center. Get there at 9:30 a.m. to register. You did mention a pre-registration that someone should do by Friday.
Yeah, so they can pre-register now. You can come into Zach Gordon Youth Center. We're in the same parking lot as Centennial Hall and Bullwinkles. And the Jack, or you can also pre-register online this year. If you go to juno.org and hit the Youth Center link, there'll be a link there for you to follow and register your kids online. That's new this year. That's fabulous. And then also, if you can't pre-register, no worries. You can register the day of the event. Just get there at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll be there and you can still register the day of the event. It's $5 per kid and it's for 0 to 10 year olds.
Well, it sounds like lots of fun. 0 to 10 year olds at Thunder Mountain Saturday. 9 or 9:30 should they show up?
So if they've pre-registered, 9:30. If you need to register, come on over at 9 o'clock.
Donnie, Clay, and Linnell, thank you all so much for coming on the show today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, no, just thanks for having us. And come down to Zach Gordon. Bring your kids. Go. We're waiting to have fun and play games.
Yeah. Let's do this Easter egg hunt, guys.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars and the city go rushing by. I sit here.